I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's going to be mixed. I don't know if people are going to be really happy to have her back. I don't know if people are going to be disappointed. I have no idea. Like, I mean, obviously her situation was a very serious situation, but I mean, she served her time. I think, you know, in all fairness, she can play wherever she wants to play. She can do whatever she wants to do. I mean, I wish her well. I mean, and there's really not much at this point that you can say, but hey, great to see you again.
Hey everyone, John Wertheim here. It's this week's Tennis Channel Sports Illustrated Tennis Podcast. We're doing this from Indian Wells here in the desert. We're going to try and do a couple of these over the next 10 or 12 days, but our guest today, WTA player and now moonlighting as a journalist while she rehabs from an injury, it's Sloane Stephens, who was ranked number 23 last summer and then ran into some trouble with a foot injury. She's in a boot that we'll talk about, but she's here working for Tennis Channel here in the desert doing some interviews, getting a taste of what it's like on the other side of the media fence. She's been great to work with so far, and I think you'll see her on the Tennis Channel coverage throughout the tournament here. But we're going to spend a few minutes talking about what it's like to rehab from an injury mid-career, what Sloane makes of her career so far, what she thinks about Maria Sharapova's comeback next month. Very nice conversation. We're doing this in what is basically a glorified broom closet. Those are the lengths we go to get you semi-clean audio. But enjoyed this conversation. Hope you do too. We'll bring her in now, Sloane Stephens. Hey, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
No, thanks for having me.
I'm happy people aren't able to see your boot because it would depress them.
Yes, it would. And I'm in a wheelchair, so that makes it look even worse.
Get priority boarding. We got that going for you.
Exactly. I'm always the first person on the plane. So I've had some really good perks with this whole injury. And I wish I had these perks when I was able to walk and be normal.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm keeping my handicap sticker for as long as I can.
What's your what's the status here? You've got a boot on the left leg and you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, so I did have surgery in January, late January after Australian Open, and I am hoping to be playing by Wimbledon. That's my goal, and hopefully I can finish the season pretty strong, and I'm looking forward to playing again.
What's this been like?
It's been fun, actually. People think it's so depressing, you don't have anything to do, you're so bored, but it definitely hasn't been. I've been able to hang out with my friends, my family, and live kind of a normal life for the last, I'd say, like 8 months or so. So, has it been 8 months? August?
But around the Olympics,
August,
right?
September, October, November, January, February, March. Yeah, so
yeah, seven, 8 months,
yeah.
Right.
So, I've been able to kind of live a normal life, and it's been fun. Something that I've really, since I've been playing pro tennis, I've never really been able to do.
It's like junior year abroad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just like out here hanging out.
And you don't say, boy, you know, I think you were 23. I think you were 23 in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nice year last year, strong first 6, 7, 8 months. Mm. You feel like we're gonna come back, and what level are we expecting?
Oh, goodness, I don't even know what to expect. But I mean, I'm hoping after I come back from injury, I can probably play some of the best tennis I've ever played. I hope. I mean, that's the goal. But I mean, obviously coming back off an injury, not playing for almost a year, I'm sure that'll be interesting to see what my first tournaments are like. But like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, just to get back out there, I miss the game. I miss traveling. I miss, you know, seeing my friends and stuff. So I think for me coming back, I think it'll be a good thing.
Are you able to do anything to stay in shape? I mean, can you swim? Can you do upper body?
Oh, no, I can't swim. But I mean, I can swim, but
you're able to swim.
Yes. I go to physical therapy 2 hours a day, yeah, 5 days a week. So, I can do everything as long as I'm supervised. So I do as much as I can there at physical therapy. And then, yeah, that's pretty much, as long as I'm in the boot, I'm pretty limited still. So I do what I can, but yeah.
I feel like I should take a picture of this boot so people can see
what
you're up against here.
Everyone here at Indian Wells has seen what the boot looks like, and the wheelchair that, and my peg leg.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You got the whole contraption here.
Yes, exactly. So.
Wow, that's quite a health plan you're on.
Definitely, but it works. It gets me around, so it's good.
We're taking in a tournament this way. I mean, you're, well, we should say what you're doing here. I mean, you're working for Tennis Channel, and you're very much behind the scenes, and you're talking to players.
Yeah.
Strange way to experience an event.
It's actually fun, because I haven't really seen anyone in a long time. Well, I was in Australia for, like, 5 days, and I saw some of my friends, but before that, I hadn't seen anyone since the Olympics. So I was like, oh, it'll be fun, like, to see everyone, which I did in Australia for 5 days, and then now I'm like, okay, well, I'm ready to see my friends again. So it's cool just, like, you know, being around and be able to see people that I pretty much spend my whole life with, like, year-round when I am playing. So it's kind of cool to be at a tournament but not playing, because I do love tennis, so I love being able to, like, actually sit down and watch a match and, like, be like, oh, this is cool, like, this is actually how they're playing, and listening to Paul commentate, like, that stuff is, I mean, it's cool to me.
What are you noticing watching tennis as someone who's not an active player right now? I mean, what are you picking up on that maybe you wouldn't have been if you were in the field?
I don't know. I just get to watch it more now, like, with actual, like, intent. So I'm like, okay, like, why did she hit that shot? Okay, what is she doing? Okay, she needs to call her coach. Call your coach. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just so much, I'm so more engaged in it because I'm like, I don't have any ties to anything. Like, I'm not in the tournament. So I'm like, okay, why isn't she calling her coach? Okay, she needs to, like, take a break. She needs to, like, if she's injured, she needs to call the trainer. Like, what is she doing? Like, it's just so, you're so much more into it. And I feel like the people that I'm watching, like, say I'm friends with them, I'm like, I want them to do well. I want them to win. So I'm like, what are they doing? Like, I wish I'm sitting there yelling at my TV or, like, in the stadium, like, what is going on here? What are they doing? So,
you're a fan, in other words.
Yeah, I'm a fan, and it's actually really cool.
You are a notorious, I don't know what the word is, draw no looker.
Yeah. God, I hate it.
You literally, what I think your coach tells you, like, the night before who you're playing.
Yeah,
but you're not like, oh, if I beat her in the fourth round, I might get hurt.
Oh, my God.
You never do
no
that, right?
No way to live. No.
What is that? I was going to say, what's that all about?
I mean, you can't really look forward. Like, you can't prepare for another match when you haven't even won the one that's in front of you. Like, I feel like staying in the moment is really hard to do as it is. So if you have extra things in your mind already, like, if I beat her, I'm going to play her. And then if I beat her, the next girl, then my ranking is going to be at this. And then I'm going to do, and then I'll be seated at a slam. And, like,
right. There's
so many, like, from one thought comes so many different, like, things.
And you don't have the opposite where you say, damn, I wish someone had told me. I wouldn't have been nervous if I knew that I was playing.
Oh, no. There has been some times where I'd been playing someone and I lost. And in the next round, it was like an easy match. And I'm like, or the next round, I'd already knew they had retired.
Right,
or something.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, my God. But that's the thing. You have to, when you go on the court, you have to leave it all out there. So you have no regrets. You can't look back and say, oh, I wish I could have done this. Like, you got to leave it all out on the court.
How often does that happen to you?
That I leave it all on the court?
Yeah, that you don't leave it on the court.
Not very often. But, I mean, I think since I was young, I've kind of matured into a different player. And when I don't want to play, I don't play. When I feel like I'm not ready, I don't know what he said. But no, I think I've kind of, like, realized, like, you know, if I'm not ready, I can't go to the tournament. If I can't just go to play. Like, you take whatever, fine, but if you're not ready, you just don't do it. And I think for me, just busting my butt to make sure that I'm 100% ready all the time has really helped me, because then I know, like, when I'm out on the court, you give it all you got, and then that's it. Be done with it.
So you went to, I forget the story from when we were, you flew to Australia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
What happened?
I flew to Australia, and my foot, I mean, it just wasn't feeling 100%, but everyone said, you know, it's not going to feel 100% because you haven't played any matches, you haven't really done anything. So, I mean, obviously I did a full preseason, but it's not the same once you start actually playing a match. So I went there, and I, probably 2 days before the tournament, got an MRI. And they're like, oh, you have this and you need surgery. And I was like, what?
Wow.
So I called another doctor and I was there and he said the same thing basically. So I was like, okay, I'm going home. So I pulled out of Sydney, I pulled out of the Australian Open, went home, saw three other doctors and they all said the same thing. And I said, okay, I guess I'm having surgery then.
So how does that work? Are you doing this by yourself? Do you have, I don't know, USTA medical personnel? I mean, how does it work when you've got to go see three doctors and get MRIs? And I mean, in an NFL team, right? Pro sports, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Team doctor. Well,
it's different. It's definitely different. I mean, for me, my team is mom.
Right.
And I have a really great agent. And, I mean, we kind of put our heads together. I've had a really, you know, I've been injured before, so I've had a really good team of doctors. And I kind of just rely on my mom and my agent to kind of figure things out and use their resources to make sure I get the best care. And they've been pretty good at it so far, so I kind of just stick with them because they know what they're doing.
You got a lot of frequent flyer miles for someone who hasn't played a match yet. Is that any consolation?
Yes, exactly. I just got my American Airlines, my platinum thing. So I'm like, I need to get to a million milers so I can have all the perks.
And you have the wheelchair. You got...
Exactly.
You got access. Wimbledon's the target date to return?
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. I miss U.S. Open, Australia, French Open.
You miss a year, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, it's not that bad, though. It's not that bad. I think I'm looking forward to playing again, but I think when I do start playing again, this will all be behind me, and I won't even think of, I missed a year. It'll just be like, last year I wasn't even playing here. Or last year I was at Indian Wells working, I was commentating. Like,
so you're, we should talk about that. You're commentating here, you're part of the Tennis Channel team.
Yes.
Something to do, or are you thinking in the back of your mind, whenever... this tennis ride is, it could be 10 years from now, but whenever it is, this is something I might want to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is something I want to do. I love TV. I'm so into it. But I actually am getting my degree in communications. I have 14 credits left to finish.
Where are you?
And I do the WTA program, IU East.
The Indiana one that Venus did?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I'm just, everyone in my family has a degree, and my brother just is a senior, or a freshman at San Diego State, and I'm like, I have to graduate before him. So I...
The older sister.
A couple of years ago, I was like, I'm just going to start. I mean, I don't have anything to lose. And then I got injured, and I'm like, I'll speed up the process, take a few more classes. And so now I'm here, and I'm getting my degree in communication. So this kind of just, fills in that little void, my end-of-the-year classes. I'm getting credits. So, I'm happy.
Doing the distance learning and... A number of play, right? Vicky Duval. I think
a
number
of people
were doing that.
I've been in a few classes. I was in a class with Irene Falcone, Vicky Duval, a couple of people. So it's
What does that mean when you're copying their notes?
It's weird. We'll be in the discussion and I'm reading and I'm like, Vicky Duval, Duval, I know her. Oh my gosh,
you.
She's in my class. So it's actually pretty funny, it's been a good experience for me. I actually got kind of lucky with being injured because I got to take a ton of more classes and actually focus on that and be able to finish. And so it's.
And you were pretty close. I think you told me this years ago. You were pretty close to going to UCLA, right?
Yeah, I would have loved to go to UCLA. It's my favorite school. I don't wish I went there, but I'm happy with the road that I chose. But definitely, I would have gone there if I could have gone to college.
So if I were looking at your career, I would see someone came on strong initially, gangbusters at majors, mm-hmm. reliable second week player at majors, mm-hmm. maybe struggled a little bit in some of the other events.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you matured, you won Charleston last year, you've had a number of titles at smaller events. It seems as though you've become much more of a full-time player, if that's an okay way to say it. I mean, what do you make of your career so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had some great results. I think a big thing for me was, oh my God, she's never won a tournament. I think your career just kind of evolved. Okay, you got to meet these marks. And for me, when I was playing, I had some really great results in the slams. And everyone's like, she's never won a tournament. It took her 80 tournaments, this and that. And then I won a tournament. And they're like, okay, well, when are you going to win the next tournament? And I won another tournament. Okay, well, you need to win a bigger tournament now. And then I won Charleston. And of course, I got injured. But I mean, there's always something that, you do this, you do this, you do this. Okay, well, now I need to do this. Now I need to run a premiere. It's a never-ending cycle. And I think for me, playing, I'm only 23. Say I play tennis for another 7 years. That is a long
time. A long time.
And obviously, tomorrow is never promised, but I think if I'm able, God willing, to play tennis for another 7 years, hopefully in that 7 years I'll be able to win a premiere or hopefully even a Grand Slam. Obviously, that's the goal. But what people see on the outside, they always want you to do better. And, I mean, it's hard because everyone always wants you to do better. They want you to win more. They want more titles. They want more this, more that. But just at the point that I am in my career, I'm just trying to do the best I can.
You wish someone had told you when you started this this journey that you know now?
I don't know, just have fun. Not let... the media and all the attention.
You are the media.
And I know, but just everything surrounding why you love the sport of tennis, don't lose that.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
How are you with this thing? How are you with social media? And I've talked to so many players who are like,
yeah,
you just don't believe how harsh it is to walk off a court and look at your phone and...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before, a lot of people are talking about it now, but could you imagine, like, say, 5 years ago? I mean, it's still the same when social media first came on board. And I mean, you can't really...
And you were 18, and we didn't have this, like, ignore the troll mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And then I was like, just block everyone, and everyone was like, wow, she's such a terrible person, she blocks everyone. And I'm like, well, you know, everyone, I mean, I felt kind of like people ganged up on me, because I was like, I don't want to deal with it. And then now there's 5 people that said, okay, I don't want to deal with bullying anymore. And it's like, this is such a great thing. Oh my God, right, don't deal with the bullies. And
right.
I mean, it's kind of just like, okay, well, yeah, it's great. But
you were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, it happens. And honestly, there's really nothing you can do. Like, people are going to say whatever they want to say, but there's not anything. Yeah, you can block them, you can report their page, like, but that's it. What else is there to do?
If I said, let me pick a name at random. If I said Feliciano Lopez.
Oh, God, okay.
We know about it.
That's real random.
Well, I was going to say, I'm curious, this is my lead into the question. Mm-hmm. How much, I mean, you're sort of playing media role this week, mm-hmm. but how up to speed are you on men's tennis?
I mean, I watch. I'm pretty into it.
You know Feliciano Lopez.
Yes, of course.
I'm kidding. Yeah, but, yes. No, but my larger point, like, it seems, I'm always impressed, and I think it's probably more female to male, but even mm-hmm. the men seem, some more than others, seem mm-hmm. to know the women's game.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a real knowledge and appreciation of both your tour yeah. and the guys' tour.
Yeah, I think so. I love watching tennis, so when I'm at home, I'm watching Tennis Channel. Like, I'll just have it on. Even if I'm not listening, I'm just, like, you know, watching. They could be in, like, Bogota or something, and I have no idea what's going on, but I'm like, oh, that person's playing. Like, that's cool. I love his outfit. Like, you know, I'm just kind of, I love the sport of tennis. So, for me, I watch everybody.
Go wherever you want to take this question. But we were just talking about it with James and Tracy on the show. Mm-hmm. What do you think greets Maria when she comes back? Go wherever you want to with that.
I honestly, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's going to be mixed. I don't know if people are going to be really happy to have her back. I don't know if people are going to be disappointed. I have no idea. Like, I mean, obviously her situation was a very serious situation, but I mean, she served her time. I think, you know, in all fairness, she can play wherever she wants to play. She can do whatever she wants to do. And I mean, I wish her well. I mean, and there's really nothing at this point you can say. Like, when she comes back, hey, good to see you. Been a while. That's really all you can give her. Yeah, like, I mean, there's really not much at this point that you can say. But hey, great to see you again.
You think we'll see a high level? I mean, you know, it's obviously been different for you, but just mm-hmm. from a mental standpoint, it seems like you've kind of had a few months to clear your head and get out of the travel mode. And
yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see what level she's playing at. I know she's been practicing and stuff, and she's kept doing everything that she was doing before. So I think it'll be interesting to see when she comes back if she's, like, right on top of it and everything's great, she's playing well. Like, I think it's interesting. Like, especially I think it's interesting when Azarenka comes back after a baby. Like, what's going to happen? Right. Like, it's just going to be like, okay, well, say Sharapova hasn't played for the same amount of time as Azarenka, but Azarenka had a baby, Sharapova had something else going on. Like, what are the levels going to be like? Like, that part of it's interesting right. to me.
No, I mean, totally different circumstances, and yeah. you have an injury. I mean, mm-hmm. it just
all... I haven't played at all. Like, right. I haven't been practicing at all. I haven't picked up a rack in a long time. Like, who
you've
knows?
Done. You haven't done. You know, this. You told me I was too old for saying Naked Gun, so this is way before your time. Remember, yeah. remember Thomas Muster?
No.
Who, you know, he won the French Open, and he was in a wheelchair and was hitting balls from it. He couldn't stay away from tennis, so
oh
he was hitting
God.
Balls in a wheelchair. You haven't done that?
No, I have not. I have
so
not
you literally
done that.
Haven't?
No, nothing.
Wow. And you're okay.
I'm okay. Like, I have my foundation, so I go out after school and play with the kids and stuff and just, like, hang out. I'll toss balls to them and stuff, but I'm on this peg leg thing. I can't do anything. Like, I was the other day.
We gotta take a photo of
it. Yeah, I brought the kids out to Indian Wells. We had a little clinic with Wayne Bryan, and literally, I almost fell in this thing because I was trying to volley with Madison, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. So, yeah, it's not a good idea.
You know what? You're on break. Stay on break.
Yes, exactly. Enjoy it for as long as I can.
What's the most fun thing you're gonna do in the next 90 days?
The most fun thing. All right,
you've
do.
Got this. You know when you're coming back. You have like
my birthday.
All right.
Yeah, my birthday, and then hopefully.
Wait, 24.
The 20th.
You'll be 24,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm getting old. Oh, my God. My birthday, I was really looking forward to seeing Lionel Richie on March 30th, but he canceled his tour.
You mean Nicole's dad?
Yeah.
Lionel Richie. No,
Lionel
Richie,
my favorite singer. I did not know that. Love him. He was with Mariah Carey. She's going to open for him, and he had knee surgery, so they canceled it.
Oh, man.
I know. But other than that, not really anything fun. I want to go somewhere cool before I have to start.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Go on a trip, go to Canadian Rockies or something you just wouldn't otherwise get to.
Exactly. Like Niagara Falls or something. I don't know.
You can do better than Niagara Falls.
I know, but that's just a cool place. Like.
But just to be clear, you're on a protected ranking too.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about
getting my wild card or whatever.
Yeah, you don't.
But I probably will need some wild cards because, I mean, you only get 8 tournaments on a protected ranking, so. Hopefully.
Right.
I mean, and when I start playing, it's not coming to be at 300. I'm going to be pretty much at, like, no ranking. So.
Right. But you'll. Yeah, it's one of these calendar things.
Yeah.
When you come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So.
It's all right.
Tricky. But.
This was fun.
Yeah.
You're great. This is like, you're kind of getting into this media thing, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's so much easier doing when you're not playing a tournament, because when you're playing a tournament, you're like, oh, I want to get out of here so bad, like, I don't want to be here.
You're stuck here, so we can talk in a storage room, and you're not even, like, answering the lead. Plus, you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
you can leave if you wanted to.
I'm going
to
go watch matches.
Go eat lunch.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was fun.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that's this week's Sports Illustrated Tennis Channel Tennis Podcast. Again, we're here in Indian Wells. We'll try to put together a few of these over the next 10 or 12 days as the tournament gets going. Thanks to our guest Sloane Stephens. You can catch her on Tennis Channel. Nice of her to spend some time with us, especially in these surroundings. As a bonus, we will photograph her boot that's on her left foot, and you can see what she's going through. But good talking to her. We'll have another guest in a couple days here. Jamie Lasanti, as always, is our extraordinary producer. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the tennis from the desert.